Nope, just kidding. That is far from it. That was probably stupid, but I thought I'd do it anyway. Okay, so that was the year 1999. Fast forward now to the year 2001. The Cyberco was selling good, and the company wanted to make more money off of this. So what'd they do? They released an updated version called the Cyberco Extreme, and this thing was truly awesome. Compared to the old model, which went at 12 megahertz, this ran, I think, 18 megahertz. Got a swiveling antenna now instead. Keyboard has been vastly improved, though the keys are still small. Now they've kind of gotten to the size of, say, today's Palm Centro. No longer need a stylus to type the keys. You've got an on-off button rather than an on-off switch. You actually have removable faceplates here that you could take off and replace with a different color. Though I don't remember them selling any other different colors. That's a shame. Only thing I remember them selling were entirely new faceplates. I could turn this one on, but this one worked and no longer works, because the batteries in this are supposed to be non-removable, but I removed them anyway, because they were kind of getting bad on me. I bought new ones off of eBay, and I failed miserably at installing them. Actually, I thought I did pretty good at installing them. Obviously, the Cyberco didn't like it. I thought they were connected pretty good in there. Obviously, they weren't. Anyway, enough about my failures at electronical tinkering. You got a small speaker there again. Escape, a new menu key, which is pretty useful. It's like your Windows right-click button. The interface on this was entirely new, and damn it, I wish I could show it to you guys. Still had 7 shortcut keys, now labeled as function keys. Screen was still black and white, but like I said, entirely new OS. It was pretty impressive, actually. It was customizable with wallpapers and such, like if you transferred a pre-converted image to your Cyberco, you could set it as your wallpaper. Got your 5 main keys here, again, which were used mostly for games. And flip it around. The back is pretty plain. Like I said, non-removable batteries. You gotta actually open the thing up. A hole that was actually never used. They didn't actually take advantage of that. This is a very extremely hard to remove slot that if you got it open, you could insert accessories like the Cyberco Extreme MP3 player in it. I think they planned to release a memory card at some point, but they didn't get to that. I can't get that out. A memory card wasn't really necessary, though. This had 500 kilobytes of onboard memory for games and such, which was a huge advantage right there. You still had serial numbers associated with each device. This is XTAHHRA. God, I still remember those off the top of my head. Range was the same. Of course, if you're in the UK, then the range was expanded upon. I got this off Amazon.com when it first came out in 2001. It was on sale for $60. Brand new, they were normally $130, $140. I got a lot of use out of both of these things. I love them, and I want to get them up and running again. I guess I could take the new batteries I installed in here and put them in here, since this doesn't like you installing batteries on your own. One more thing. Cyberco actually released a few accessories for their products. That's the Cyberco symbol. That's going to be etched in my memory forever. This nice case for the Cyberco Extreme. And also something I got here I recently got on eBay. A brand new in-box Cyberco Extreme, which I'm actually not going to open. I wish I could. But I'm not going to open it because I need to return it. Even though it's new in-box, the keyboard is missing a key. That is very, very, disappointing, I guess would be the word for it. Cyberco Extreme, wireless, your local virtual network, entertainment on the go, friends, stay connected, take charge, get organized. And they had a rebate inside for a free MP3 player, which expired in, like, 2001. Back of the box, just, again, explains in more detail, wireless, entertainment, friends, take charge. Oh, good, there's a picture of the OS right there, so you can get a load of that. I got your games, applications, network, address and date book, chat room, file manager. That showed how many friends were around in the network at the moment. More descriptions on the back saying that Windows Millennium is recommended. I don't know why anyone would recommend it. System requirements, Windows 98, 2000 ME, 166 megahertz Pentium or higher. That wasn't hard to come by even then. Cyberco Extreme again. This one particularly was from Best Buy, $140. So yeah, these things were pretty expensive when they were brand new. Eventually, the company Cyberco dissolved and moved on to other things like cell phone games and stuff like that. But it was a shame to see them go when they finally did. Well, there you have it, another retro toy thingamabobber reviewed, and I gotta get me a new one of these. Goddamn eBay. Also, I forgot to mention that highly offensive comments have to be done in video response form. Still, no people have video responded to me about that. All you offensive people must be pussies. Also, I would like to point out that Gordy12GG, aka Gordy13GG, sucks major ass. Thank you very much.